This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran has agreed to allow international inspectors to continue using surveillance cameras at its sensitive nuclear sites. The announcement Sunday averted a diplomatic showdown. The announcement was made September 12th after talks in Tehran between Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and Mohammad Islami, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. The talks were aimed at easing a standoff between Tehran and the West, just as it threatens to escalate. Islami told Iranian news agencies that Tehran agreed to allow international experts to replace the memory cards and the surveillance cameras at Iranian nuclear sites. The cameras exist under the joint authority of the international and the Iranian nuclear agencies. This was Rafael Grossi's first visit to Iran since hardline President Ebrahim Raisi took office in August. Earlier this month, the IAEA said in a report that Iran had continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. It also said that verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined since February, after Iran refused to let inspectors access IAEA monitoring equipment. International talks with Tehran on limiting Iran's nuclear program have been stalled since June. Britain's health minister says authorities have decided not to require vaccine passports for entry into nightclubs and other crowded events in England. That marks a reversal amid opposition from some of the Conservative government's supporters in Parliament. The health minister said the government has shelved the idea of vaccine passports for now, but could reconsider the decision if COVID-19 cases rise again. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban government in Afghanistan said Sunday that women can continue to pursue university and postgraduate studies in public and private institutions as long as classrooms or building structures are gender segregated. At a news conference Sunday, the Taliban's acting education minister defended segregating students by gender. He said co-education is against Islamic tenets and Afghan cultural traditions. The minister said that only female teachers will be allowed to teach female students. He added there will be no shortage of women teachers. He also said, if necessary, men could teach women from behind a curtain or using video screens in accordance with ultra-conservative Islamic Sharia law. Under the Taliban's 1996 to 2001 government in Afghanistan, women's rights were sharply curtailed, leading to the country's international isolation. Women were barred from leaving home without a male relative, and girls were not permitted to get an education. Since returning to power nearly a month ago, the Taliban have promised to defend human rights and allow women to study or work. Afghanistan must provide those conditions in order to receive international financial assistance. The Taliban established an all-male caretaker government last week, days after the United States and its Western allies withdrew their troops from Afghanistan. Pope Francis said on Sunday that Hungary could preserve its Christian roots while opening up to the needy. It was an apparent response to nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban's stand that Muslim immigration could destroy Hungary's heritage. Francis arrived in Hungary early on Sunday for an unusually short stay that underlines differences with the anti-immigration Orban. Francis has often denounced what he sees as a resurgence of nationalist and populist movements. He's called for European unity and criticized countries that try to solve the migration crisis with unilateral or isolationist actions. Francis later on Sunday traveled to Slovakia, where he will stay much longer. He'll be visiting four cities before returning to Rome on Wednesday. Belarus's strongman President Alexander Lukashenko on Sunday praised Russian and Belarusian troops for their readiness to jointly defend the two countries as he oversaw massive military drills that have spooked some European Union countries. Russia and Belarus launched military drills on Friday involving about 200,000 personnel. It was one of Moscow's biggest military exercises in recent years. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering, once again, at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.